that, dear God, associated with this church, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would touch them this morning. We pray, dear God, for this special request that Jim just mentioned. You're fully aware of that situation. You created that baby. You knew what's going on. And we just pray that you would heal that little individual right now. Be very near and dear into that situation, God, we pray. We ask your blessing on the service today in a mighty way. And we pray that you would bless this offering, that it would that we would use it, dear God, as you would have it used. And help us to give willingly, dear God. We thank you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Rob has a little presentation, or a grilling, maybe, is what he's going to do this morning. While he's coming, I guess I'll let this slip my mind, because we kind of covered this in Sunday school, because Donnie's in our Sunday school class. But for the church, maybe that some of you don't know, Donnie had a miracle happen this week in his life.
Yeah.
And we're just we're glad that he's here with us this morning.
Amen.
Thankful that the Lord saw fit to send him back this way so that he can continue to praise him here.
If that don't deserve a round of applause for God, nothing does. I'll tell you a little bit about that in a little bit. But if all the campers would come up, if all the ones that went to camp would come up. Now, I planned this, but I didn't really plan this. I did this on a bad morning, because half the kids that went to camp are at other churches this morning, singing, playing, or with their family singing and playing. But I wanted to bring up the kids that went to camp for two reasons. Number one, so you can see what's going on with the kids. These kids go to camp every year for a week, spend more time in that week than we probably put in a month learning about God. But I wanted them to come up, and I'm going to ask them something in a minute, and they didn't know I was going to do this. I want to ask them, what did camp mean to them, and what was their favorite part? Because I go out to camp every year, and this year I taught the evening devotionals, and I grow, when I go there for church services or for the class, I grow closer to God in major ways. I mean, it's amazing how God moves. I get stronger. I learn a lot, and I grow closer to the kids, and I grow closer to God. To me, camp, and see, we don't go to camp far away, so I invite you guys out to church every night, and some show up, some come, and they have a good time, and some don't, and that's fine. But I go, and I have a great time, and God blesses and drops, and the Spirit moves, and I I come out of that week of camp not even getting what they're getting, but I've grown from here to there in that week. But I want them to tell us what your favorite part was, if you want. If you don't, just pass the mic to the next one. And what did camp mean to you this year? Yeah, I'm going to walk in and catch it.
My favorite part is probably church services, and camp is very spiritual, and it's just the right place to be.
My favorite part was specifically Tuesday night service. That was the best one, in my opinion. Just that was my favorite part the whole week.
So what did camp mean to you?
Oh, it meant a lot. I honestly, on the way up the hill, I said this multiple times at camp, I just couldn't help but smile and just driving up that hill, because it's every year since 2014, it's changed my life every year. Amen. In great ways.
It's this great place to be, hanging out with all the church friends, and basically church services, and yeah,
the services was definitely the best part. Seeing all your friends go to the altar and know that they got right with God.
For me, camp is like a week to get away from the world and all the struggles we face here. It's a week to be able to grow closer to God and your Christian friends without all the pressures of sin in the world. And my favorite part is the food.
She's a Bumpus, by the way. All right, two things that would you all recommend young people that didn't go this year or haven't gone? Would you recommend them go? All right, I recommend you go if you haven't gone. Two things I get caught from that mostly was smile going up the hill. Things are going on in people's life that we don't know about. And when you can go to a place that you smile, just going there. You're not there, but you're going there. To me, that's the amazing thing. And then how many young people, how many adults would say going to church was my favorite part of anything? Right? We like to go eat. It's a Bumpus thing. We like to go have fun. But how many of us say my favorite part is going to church? That is a big part of it. So I just wanted to let you guys see what's going on. Thank you, guys.
God will take my imperfection in prayer.
Yes, He will.
He knew exactly what you requested.
That's right. That's right.
But thanks for correcting me. I appreciate it.
Jesus, and He gladly set me free.
Pray for me. In the last month, I've had double pneumonia, and I've got head problems now, which I've had that for years. I guess I had to go to the doctor the other day, and he said, "I'll be back." He said, "I got to go get a microscope." I thought, "Well, what in the world is he going to do with that?" And that thing had a tube about that long. He stuck that thing, I believe he touched the top of my head with it. And it went through and it curled, and I could see it coming through the backside of my eye. I could see the light. But anyway, it looks like I'm probably going to have surgery here before long on my sinuses. So kind of feels like I'm talking through my head or through my ears now, but I'll do the best I can. I can't keep the tears from falling from my eyes when to a loved one I have to say goodbye. Though my heart is breaking, with joy I too can say that I have this promise, we'll meet again someday.
Oh, what a promise, how it fills my soul. We'll be united, restored of
song
of the church, the children of the King. It's so great, where's your victory? And death, where is your sting? Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are washed away. And I have this promise, we'll meet again someday.
Oh, what a promise.
Put this song on my heart this morning. It's one of my favorites, and not just because I do the solo on it or anything like that. I would really rather that someone else do the solo on this, but haven't talked her into it yet, so, but I'm working on that. But the Lord is here this morning. His presence is here. I have felt him already this morning. There's a lot of things going on in everyone's lives, some things that no one knows about except them and God. And all you have to do is call on his name, and his presence will fall upon you, and he can take care of any need that you have. It doesn't matter how big or how small.
Yes, he can.
You know, we've been dealing with some things the last few weeks in my family with my mom. And my sister's coming in the end of this month from Florida. And we're probably going to have some conversations with hospice about caring for mom and some decisions that we have to make. And they're not easy. But it's some things that has to be done. And I'm just thankful that the Lord is there to surround us and to hold our hands through the whole thing. And if you're here this morning and you don't know him, you don't have a clue what you're missing out on. The comfort that you can have, even in the times of sorrow and disappointment and trials, it's amazing. And I don't know how people go every day without him. So if you're here this morning and you don't know him, I pray that you will feel his presence in this place this morning.
Thank you.
afterward. If not, turn to page 112 as the choir goes down. Page 112, let's dance, we sing. That was before that. 4th of July night.
That wasn't this past Wednesday. All right, I need somebody with a camp shirt on to come up here for a few minutes. If you don't mind people looking at you. You're back. They won't be looking at your front. So if somebody with the camp shirt would come up, I'm going to scoot you back so I can look at the back of your shirt. You know, I was going to preach on one thing this morning, and I have a whole message about it. And in my opinion, it's a good message too. But apparently, in God's opinion, this morning, it's not.
Get right ahead.
Before you give that message.
Face that way. Yeah.
And that he speaks to me through that Holy Ghost Spirit. And that when he does, I have no doubt in my mind it's him. And I just want to praise you this morning for that. And it's interesting, the young man that just came up there to sit with his back to us was the one that brought up smiling and his testimony to church camp. And I shared with Sunday school class that I came to the altar Wednesday night. I laid down a burden of unforgiveness in my heart that had been there for years and years and years and was doing nothing but destroying me and my home and my family. And the last four sermons at the church here have been directed at me. And then the ladies group this month, the first Monday of the month, was directed at me. And you know what? When you're a Christian and God's speaking to you, through that Holy Ghost Spirit, and you know those sermons are coming at you.
Yeah.
You're not going to have peace of mind until you are obedient. So I came last Wednesday night and I did what I needed to do for years. And the last 3 days, I shared with Sunday school class, the last 3 days have been so peaceful.
Yeah, bless you.
I've had such joy in my heart. I've had that smile on my face.
Amen.
And what Pam said this morning up there before she sang, it is the truth.
Yeah.
It is the truth. You can have all of this, but only through Jesus Christ. You know, I thought I had forgiven this person years ago. And about 2 weeks ago, he revealed to me that I had truly not done that.
Pam. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Somebody else. All right, we were going to go to Acts chapter 5, but God said, let's go somewhere different. So let's go somewhere different. We're going to go to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. No, we're not. We're not going to go there. All right. Look at the back of this shirt. We're going to talk about a different lady this morning. I first off, let me address the dress, all right? Because I've had multiple questions. First off, my wife does not like the way I look this morning. So if you don't like it, it's not her fault, it's mine. All right? Second, this is because I want to fit in with the young people. I think I'm young. All right? This is for the young people. This is for the other folks. All right? So we just got everybody this morning. We got everybody. So we're got everybody. But I was. You have things and you do things. And you get things and you wear things, and sometimes we don't really read things. We don't pay attention to things. And as I got this shirt, now I know the front of the shirt says, all my hope is in Jesus. And let me tell you this morning, all your hope is in Jesus. Somebody here needs Jesus this morning. I don't know what for, and I don't know what reason. I don't know what's going on, but I know one thing, because God told me somebody here needs Jesus. Now, we've already had somebody talk to Jesus, but somebody else needs Jesus this morning. Don't wait till we're done. God don't wait till we're done. God says, come anytime. He says, come unto me now. Come unto me all. Come unto me today. Come unto me now. Because right now is when you need it. So this morning, whenever God tells you that you need to pray, come pray. If you feel like you want to come pray, come pray. But as they stood there in front of me this morning, I read for the first time the back of the shirt. The back of the shirt has the message. All right? The back of the shirt says, only Jesus. Only Jesus. No one else in this world, No other power in this world and no other God that's in this world that people might follow. No other person in this world that people might follow. No other principle or no other thing in this world that people might follow can do this. But only Jesus. Now the good thing is, he's here this morning. The good thing is that Jesus is on the scene. Jesus walked in. No, Jesus didn't walk in with me. He was already here. He was here when I walked in. Who was the first person here this morning? Okay, Jesus. Who was the first? You're right. You're right. Who was the first human being here this morning? Bobby, was it you? I keep telling. You were the first to walk in, and Al? When you all walked in these doors, he was waiting. He was already here. So when we weren't here, you know what? He was here. When we weren't here, he was here having church. He might have been playing the organ. I'm not going to go play that because it won't sound like Jesus playing it. He might have been playing the drums. Who knows? But he was already here. But the thing is, as we gather in, we're gathering where he already is. He's been here. So only this Jesus can do this. Now, what can he do? Can take a hopeless end. Anybody feel this morning, and don't raise your hand, but anybody feel like you're going through something that's hopeless, that's not going to work out? It's not going to come through. It's not going to be what you need it to be at the end. Like it's never going to end. I've been in the middle of this for a long time now. I've been praying for this for years now. Maybe it's praying for somebody. Aaron, how many years did your grandmother pray for your grandfather? Over 50 years. How many times would she have thought, is it ever going to come to an end? How many times when we're sick do we think, is God ever going to hear my cry? Is he ever going to answer my prayer? I've got a hopeless end. There's no hope in this situation. Maybe it's something physically in your body this morning, and you think it'll never get taken care of. I've tried and tried. I've done what the doctors say. I've done what people say. I've done what the internet says, because we know that's the right place to go. Right? When I had my surgery, I went to the internet first before I went to the doctor and said, Doc, I've become Dr. Google, or patient Google. And he said, that's fine. I don't think it was, but he was that right WebMD or whatever it is, has the right answer because it's on the internet. So we do all these things, and maybe you've done and you've tried and you've worked, and it's just not working out. And you think, is it ever? It's never going to end. Somebody's going through something. Somebody's fighting the devil in something, and you think it's hopeless. I can't. One more prayer is not going to matter. One more trip to church is not going to matter. One more conversation with a friend is not going to matter. I've done had 10,000 prayers, 10,000 conversations, been to church 3 times a week for 10 years now, and it's still the same thing. It's still not changing. But listen, when it's a hopeless end in my eyes, Jesus makes it an endless hope. Maybe some of you didn't hear that. When it's a hopeless end in my eyes, Jesus flips it and makes it an endless hope. In this world only, if I had hope in Jesus, I would be of all men most miserable. The good thing is, I have hope in this world in Jesus. I have hope while I'm down here in Jesus. I have hope that Christ is going to meet my need. I have hope that Jesus is going to be what I need him to be. I have hope that God is going to be the strong God. You can go ahead and sit down now. I think I'm done with that. So I have hope that God is going to do what God said he would do. He's going to show the power that he said he has, that I know he has. He's going to take my hopeless end and change it to an endless hope. It's an endless hope because God's an endless God. God never shall end. The Bible tells us he was from eternity past to now. Amen. And will be to eternity future. We can't wrap our minds around that. I have a good friend, you might know him, Steve Harrison. He says, Rob, the thing about Christianity that hurts my head is eternity. I can't wrap my head around eternity. I live by a clock and a calendar, and God does not. God lives by eternity, and he says, I can't. God is forever backwards and is right now and is forever forwards. He's been there the whole time. There was no ending, no beginning to God. So it's not just a hopeless end that we have, but it's an endless hope, knowing that in this world also In this world also, we have hope in Jesus. Why? Like the woman, there was a lady had an issue of blood. We know she tried. She tried everything. Bible said that someone told her once, spit in the frog's mouth and it'll cure it. And she tried it. Bible don't say that, but who knows, right? I mean, don't they say that cures something? Doesn't that, if you spit in the frog's mouth? I've always heard it makes warts go away. I don't know, never tried it. I heard it though, I don't know. Try it sometime and let us know if that works. You know, the old why, you know, hop up and down 3 times on your right foot, spin around 6 times, and that goes away. And we say all kinds of things. And the Bible says she tried everything. She tried whatever he said and she said and what they said. Well, it worked for me. I didn't have a finger. And I said, holy cow, holy cow, holy cow. And there it was. Now, we know that wouldn't be true, but people would tell you stuff like, and she tried, Bible says she tried everything and spent all her money. Now, listen, she wasn't a poor lady either, because she spent money for 12 years. Let me ask you a question. How much money can you women spend in 12 years? Right? How much money can you men spend in 12 years? They spend more often, we spend more on bigger things. But it took her 12 years to go through everything she had. So she had lots of money, and she saw lots of doctors. And she said, it's not better. It's growing worse. I've done what they said. I do what they say. I do what the internet tells me, and nothing is working. It's hopeless. My end is hopeless. My end is just death. It's not going to work out any different. I think she said in her mind, I just give up. But the Bible says that she heard about Jesus. Whew. She heard about Jesus. Someone told her about Jesus. There was a little lady in the Old Testament one time. She was a maidservant. And there was a ruler named Naaman. And he had an illness. And nothing worked. Nothing was working. Nothing was cleansing. Nothing was healing. And he was just about to where he would get... He had leprosy. And he was just about to where he was going to get kicked out of the city. Out of society. And become an outcast. And say, if someone comes around, you got to yell, I'm unclean. I'm dirty. Go away. The Bible says this little maidservant told her boss about Jesus and said, if you can get him to the prophet. Said, this prophet knows God. This prophet knows the God. Not knows a God, but knows the God. The one, the only, the all-powerful, the Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the healer of all. And if he would just go to him, he will get him to him, and he can heal him. So the Bible says he heard that, and he got down there, eventually got to the man of God, and eventually went to the right river and did what God said. Now, the Bible says this lady thought, hopeless. Life is hopeless. Is your life hopeless this morning? Is your situation hopeless? Because we can be a Christian on our way to heaven, living in the will of God, right in the center of his hand, doing exactly what he tells me to do, doing exactly what he wants me to do. And then life can come on and go hit you right upside the head and say, things are different now. You're still doing what God says and what God wants. But the Bible says that when they were doing what God said, when Jesus said, get in the boat and go, they were doing what Jesus said. But in the middle of their journey, a storm rose. Listen, storms come. Storms come. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. Life is unfair to everybody, not just somebody's. Life is unfair to all. And life is hard on all. And life makes us go through life. And the Bible says that some go through it with Jesus and some go through it without Jesus. The good thing is, if you've got Jesus, you go through it with Jesus. And what he says is, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll never forsake you.
I'll always be right there with you. I'll always be doing what you need me to do. I'll always be being what you need me to be. I'll always be giving what you need me to give. Why? Because that's what he does. He said, I treat you like this. I thought about this. He said, how do you treat us, Jesus? He said, well, if I see you hungry, I feed you. If I see you thirsty, I give you to drink. If I see that you need clothes, I give you clothes. If I see that you're sick, I come visit you. Now, let me stop here for a minute and jump into the sermon I was going to preach, because I've got to tell this. I got a call. What night? What day was it? With Donnie. What day did I send that call out? Tuesday. I get a call. And this is a frantic call. This call is, we need this right now. This can't wait. Don't make the call at 8 o'clock. Don't make the call in 15 minutes, Rob. This is serious. The doc says that if this doesn't work, that we go into open heart surgery, and that's not good. It was urgent. I mean, it was serious. It was worse than what it sounded when I said it, because Timmy let me know that this had to happen, right? So we put that out, and then we prayed. And I mean, I think I just hung up the phone, and Timmy called me right back. And he said, done, over, and successful. I thought, what in the world? But here's the thing about sick people. They're not always as sick as long as we think they are. I went the next day to the hospital to visit. The next day, all right? That night, Donnie was on the brink of death. And the next day, I go to the hospital, and there's an empty bed. I mean, I'm like, okay, this only means one of two things. Now, somebody asked for the morgue, right? And Jimmy K says, where's the morgue? I said, where's Donnie? He said he went home already. So he was looking at death in the face 10 hours ago, and now he's on his way home. That's the power of Jesus. You talking about taking a hopeless end and giving you an endless hope. You're sick today and you're out of the hospital tomorrow. That is Jesus. The Bible says that this lady said, because she heard about Jesus, I don't need to talk to him. I don't need to get with him. I don't even need him to stop. I just need to reach out and touch the hem of his garment. I have the faith because I've heard about him, that if I can just get to him, if I can get to Jesus, if I can get to that one, that I can be made whole. And the Bible says, she may. Now, I think about this for a minute. Sometimes we got to fight to get through. Sometimes it's not easy. The Bible never said it was going to be easy. Never in the Bible does Jesus say, you get saved, we'll walk her right into heaven. Just no one's, I'm going to put a bubble around you. I wish the Bible said it, but he never said, we're going to put bubble wrap around you, and you're going to walk through, and devil's just going to bounce off. We're just going to stroll right on into glory. He don't say that. It's hard. It's hard. Now think about this lady. 12 years she'd been sick. 12 years she'd been bleeding. 12 years she spent everything. She had to be frail. I mean, she didn't have the blood you need to have. She had to be frail. And I imagine weak. And I imagine bony. I imagine there wasn't much to her. But the Bible said that there was a crowd of people. I mean, the Bible said, I think Peter said, there's a throng of people around you. The Bible says she nudged her way and elbowed her way and pushed her way and squeezed her way through all those people because she knew that if she could get to the front, there's room at the front. Yeah, there's always room at the front. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying nothing, but I'm just saying there's always room at the front. All right? Well, we're going to go eat. We want to get in the front. We're going to come to church. We're just going to come to church. We'll leave it at that. We'll just leave it. But you know, the Bible says when the pool, when you were at the water, the pool, when the angel came down and troubled the waters, the first one in got healed. So, you know, he or she wasn't in the back. Maybe the fire's a little different up front than it is in the back. I don't know. Just saying. But anyway, she said, if I can get through it. No. She didn't say if. If she said if, she wouldn't have made it. Because, like, when I'm in line, all right, I'm a Christian, in case you don't know that. I'm a Christian. And we're in line to go into a Christian festival or concert. What I don't like is when people get up in front of me. And that, there might have been a time or two in my life when we just about saw who was a stronger Christian, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Because I don't want, King Zion even says line jumping's not a sport. So I'm sure in Jesus it's not a sport either. So if you didn't know you were getting in front of me, trust me, you're not in front of me. If you're in that crowd and you went to the front and she thought, if I can get to Jesus, I might be made whole. If I can touch him, there's a good chance. There's a good chance. If I can reach him, I've heard that he probably would. She wouldn't make it because there ain't nobody letting her. She said, I'm getting to the front. I'm getting to Jesus. I'm going to touch him. Come hell, high water, or big ugly men trying to hold me back, I'm getting there. And trust me, big ugly men, you're moving because I'm getting through. And the Bible says she made it through. And she got to the front. And she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. She touched Jesus. And when she did, she was made whole. Amen. Why? Because her faith told her and her faith worked in him. And when she did that, when she put it at his feet and said, it's only in you that this can happen, the Bible says she was made whole at that moment. This morning, if you need Jesus, I don't know what you need Jesus for, but I know you need Jesus. I don't know who, I just know you. And I know this morning as we get ready to sing that Jesus is here. Jesus is on the scene. If you can just reach out, if you just have the faith, the Bible says a little bit of faith, just like a grain of mustard seed. If you have a little bit, Jesus has a lot. If you can put a little bit of trust in him, he's got a lot. If you can put a small amount, he'll put a big amount. You deposit faith into him, and the return is double, triple. I believe he said 30, 60, and 100-fold. This morning, if you need Jesus, he's here. He's here. What for, I don't know. But I know he's here for you. Do you need him? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Just like Donnie, you can have what Jesus has. Just like that lady, you can have what Jesus has. Just like Naaman, you can have what Jesus has, because he has what you need as we stand. If you need Jesus this morning for anything, come get him. Jesus is here. Don't let this moment pass by. Don't let this moment pass by.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for verse or song? As the burden spreads and the cares distress and the way
is the only one that can take your hopeless end and give you an endless hope. Whatever it is that you want to talk to Jesus about, whatever it is that you need to talk to Jesus about, no one's going to judge you. No one's going to question you. Just come talk to Jesus as we sing again.
Amen. Does Jesus care when I tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief there is no relief, though my tears flow
that night. The Bible says Jesus came walking and would have passed by. Said he would have passed by, but somebody cried out. Somebody called out to him, so he stopped. Listen, Jesus is passing by. Some have called out. Some have cried out, and for them he stopped. For you, call out. Cry out. Don't question, just call. Don't question, just seek Jesus. Just leave it at his feet. Just give it to, he said, cast all your cares. Cast it on me. Give me your burdens. Give me your anxieties. Give me your cares. Give me your everything. This morning, call out. As he passes by, he'll stop. He will stop for you.
Like a ship with